WRCT Pittsburgh.
Giggling will appear to have changed as unused women lie uneasily in Cecil Clark's old hotel.
You have the world at your fingertips. No one can make it better than you. You have the world at your fingertips. Let's see what you've done to the rain and the sun. So many changes have all just begun to reap. I know you're asleep.
Yeah. wanted to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as you're born. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Ha! Get up.
Get on up.
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 You said you got to. You said the feeling. You got to get to. You give me fever and a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine. Don't worry about his. Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Bobby, should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Take him to the bridge.
Go ahead.
Hit me now. Come on. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got my dig it. He's got his. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time here.
Go ahead, though.
You want to hear it like you did on the top, fellas? Hear it like you did on the top. Hear it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Get up.
better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Courts in session. Join the Rocket Attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 10 p.m. only on WRCT.
Thank you. in the bar business for 15 years. Don't miss any of it. The manufactured drama alone is enough to grind a man's soul until it becomes a jaded demon's nest. Watching this show is a reminder of why I started a marketing company.
You make me feel like a synthetic woman.
it's Doc Anomia. Hope you're enjoying the program. We're talking about being awake. Awaking to the sound of yodeling. And, or, you know, any other kind of sleep deprivation. I mean, yodeling is nice. I don't want to, you know, take away from it. Very, very, very skilled and just incredible, lovely, all that good stuff. Very pastoral, very healthy, very Ricola-like. Good stuff, good stuff. But it may wake you up, you know, and I'm just using it as a metaphor for those things that make you very alert and provoked out of a sound sleep. Anyway, so hope you're enjoying. Anyway, I want to tell you something here. You may have heard this before. This is an old story. And speaking of being awake, anybody remember, I don't know, this was like probably, I think, in the 90s? No. It's probably like in the late 80s. Excuse me. And I think it was in Yugoslavia, before Yugoslavia broke up. Apparently, it was this... I don't know if they have the same sort of... well, I guess it was a mortuary. I don't know what the particular arrangement is as far as mortuaries and funeral homes, if that exists as such. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, it was a mortuary, and they were preparing a body. It was a middle-aged man's body. And the mortician... Every time I say mortician, I always think of Morticia. That's French. From the Addams Family, for you who are not as long as a tooth. Not as long as a tooth. Not as long as... you know what I'm trying to say. I didn't even know. As long in the tooth is what I'm trying to say. Sorry. Anyway, so this mortician was extracting... blood, I mean, embalming the guy, you know, formaldehyde. And all of a sudden, like, I don't know how many pints in, but I can't remember, but it was seemingly a very significant thing, because otherwise I wouldn't remember this story, I guess. This body started to rise. I mean, you know, to like come up into a long sit, which is not unusual, because that can happen following death. I mean, the muscles contract, and you know, you have those kinds of purely muscular reactions. And I guess with the brainstem. Anyway, I digress. I just get into these reveries about what makes things work upon death and in daily life, as far as our corpuses are concerned. Anyway, the guy not only gets up, but he, you know, makes to speak. And I mean, he's becoming more and more animated. I mean, this is incredible. And, you know, his voice is very, very hoarse and barely discernible. Anyway, he requests a cigarette. Can you believe he requests a cigarette of the mortician? Mortician is just like panicked, all right? He gets up off the table. The guy's helping him up, because he just, you know, is like figuring he did something terribly wrong, because obviously this guy's alive, and you know, he's all shaky and clumsy, and you know, he guides him into a seat. And the mortician explains he can't offer him a cigarette because a good portion of him is embalmed, and he's worried about an explosion, a fire, immolation. And so I can't remember the rest of it. I mean, as nuts as this is, but they end up playing cards. And then the corpse, the dead guy, just sort of all caves in. He just all caves in. And, you know, however, I don't know, he scrapes him up and puts him in the coffin or something. I don't know. Anyway, we continue.
Single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Early in the morning, The Dr. Beanbag Show.
Our next communication is postmarked simply Bismarck.
Dear Doctor, this letter may be hard to read because I am writing it in invisible ink. But it is unfortunately the only way I can do anything around here anymore. Furthermore, I am writing it in the dark, so please excuse me if the words don't conform to the lines on the paper. I really have a serious problem that you need my help on. My family is trying to drive me crazy. I know you're laughing, you bastard, but this is true. It is true. I've got to believe you. This is no movie script. And no, I'm not a 12-year-old child forced to watch television on Saturday morning. I am not playing with myself. Dancing romantic interlude and stiff wet nights. Come on, you all-day suckers, you all-night fakers. Give me a break, give me a break, give me a break, give me a break, or I'll break you, 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 I'll break you. Yours truly. P.S. Come on, Doc, cut it out. No, don't turn around. Just tell me, please, what is narcolepsy? Is it punishable under law? Someone told me what I meant, but I forgot. If you help me, believe me, I'll never forgive it. I'm listening, I'm literate. Signed, George Papoon. Not insane.
Well, no, you're not insane, George. Narcolepsy refers to automatic or robot behavior, known to be a symptom of Krafner's disease, or creeping epilepsy, whichever comes first. Both characterized by spiking Croft's ego discontrol, amnesia, and confabulation, although not necessarily order that in, or vice versa. Please, Mr. Papoon, don't lose any sleep over it. They're just trying to scare you like they do on television. And remember, it takes two to play the game. And after all, a little adrenaline never really hurt anyone. Well, that's all the time we have tonight, like every night. So please, if you are suffering, write to Dr. Beanbag. Send me your inquiries, no matter how clear.
Tonight's Dr. Beanbag show was brought to you by the Buy Best Book Club, offering this month a new Buy Best Seller from the dusty cellar of our Buy Best Book Club warehouse.
Silence of the morning.
There we go. Hi, it's Dr. Nomia. We are almost done. We still have about 10 or so minutes, and I want to thank you for joining me, and I hope you've enjoyed yourself. I hope it's given you some pause to think about your sleep habits and lack of thereof, And I hope you will join me next week, Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for more help and wellness and music, curated music. All right. Enjoy. Have a good week. Sleep well. Bye.
There is so much pain in the world. There's so much pain in the world. Why not sell a little of it tonight?
You hear these sounds from the world, you think to yourself, I must own them. And what we have right now is two beautiful car horns from the world. They are from the cars of the world.
Let's hear it.
You can imagine you're in the traffic jam you always wanted to avoid.
Anywhere you want to try.
But you can imagine that and not have to be there.
The whole time you're inhaling your world car freshener and you're not even worrying at all about where you might be.
You can scream, get out of the way.
That's right.
Get out of the way.
Right. We're gonna sell the chocolate.
Light, through the light. When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
R. C.
T. Pittsburgh. 88.